弟兄姐妹早上平安。
Brothers, sisters, peace this morning.
我想刚才四哥跟我们说，不管你是美国人或者是中国人，我们都要向前走。
From the hymns that we are saying, whether we are American or Chinese, we know that we have to march on forward.
圣经跟我们说，如果我们是基督徒，我们更要向前走。
And the scripture tells us that if we are Christians, that we have to march on forward.
今天我要分享的题目就是奔啊，摆在我们前头的路。
And so today the topic I will share is let's run with perseverance toward the race marked out for us.
这个是在希伯来书十二章第一节里面的话。
These are words from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1.
我们开始先读一段的经文。
Let's first read from several passages of scripture.
我已经把经文打出来了，你要看自己圣经也行，看这个投影片也行。
I had already put the scripture on the overhead.
我们可以中英一起来读，那么我就省一点时间。
Let's read the English and Chinese together to save some time.
好，弟兄姐妹一起请。
Let's read together.
愿你吸引我，我们就快跑，跟随你，弟兄们。我不以是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，为要存在基督耶稣里从上面照我来得的奖赏。只是要
起
那私欲的言语和老父荒谬的话，在金钱上操练自己，操练身体，益处还少，唯独金钱，凡事都有益处，应有今生和来生的应许。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，要奔那摆在我们前头的路程。好，我们一起有一点祷告，仰望我们主。
Let's pray and wait upon the Lord.
我们的主，我们感谢赞美敬拜你。
Our Lord, we praise and worship you.
感谢你又再一次给我们有机会全教会同心地来到你的面前。
We thank you for giving us an opportunity where we, the church of one heart, can come before you.
主啊，我们求你吸引我，让我们来快跑，来跟随你。
We ask you, Lord, that you will captivate us so that we can come and follow you.
主啊，人的话缺乏，我们在这里恳求主，你亲自向我们每一个人心里说话。
The word of man is limited, Lord. We ask that you speak to us, to each one of us.
愿你的话亲自的鼓励我们，让我们在属灵的道路上继续向前走。
May your word continue to encourage us, that we may continue to walk upon the spiritual path.
让我们往着前面的标杆直奔。
That we will continue to march on forward to that goal.
感谢我们的恩主。
We thank our gracious Savior.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我为什么选择这个题目？是因为
……So why did I choose this particular topic?
最近有很多弟兄姐妹关心我，他们发现我瘦了，就问我是不是生病，或者是工作太累。
A lot of brothers just care for me greatly and came to me and asked me, why, you've lost weight, are you ill, maybe your job is burdensome?
或者是不是我在减肥?
Or are you just losing weight?
可能要知道我减肥用什么方法。
You have to know the way I'm losing weight.
其实我像今天跟弟兄姐妹这个说是，其实我是爱上了一个运动，那个运动就是跑步。
The truth of the matter is, I've come to love running.
我这一年开始，就是年头开始，我开始跑步。
That from the beginning of this year, I started to jog.
我开始就越跑我就越喜欢。
That the more I run, the more I love it.
然后跑步的时候，通常是一个人在跑。
Now usually when I run by myself.
然后跑一个人在跑，我就就感觉到我不是一个人，是主在我旁边。他每次在清晨跑步的时候，他就陪我，然后跟我说话。
That when I run, even though I'm alone, I felt that God was with me. That as I run, He was there by my side, and He would speak to me.
我觉得跑步里面很多的一些原则可以运用在我们属灵的这个赛跑上面。
That the principles that were there in running, that I believe that to be applicable to our spiritual path as well.
所以今天我就想用一点时间跟弟兄姐妹分享我这大半年的一些得着。
And so today I want to share about the what I have received from the past year.
希望主接着这些他话可以激励我们在属灵的道路上，我们一起向前奔跑。
And I hope that these words will be encouragement for us that as we race upon the spiritual path.
首先先说身体的事。我们圣经跟我们说，我们的身体是神的殿。
First, we talk about our body. The scripture tells us that our body is a temple of God.
在哥林多前书六章里面说，岂不知你们的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？
In First Corinthians chapter 6, it says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?"
圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头。
That the Holy Spirit is from God, that He dwells in you.
并且你们不是自己的人，因为你是重价买来的，所以要在你们身体上荣耀神。
That you're not your own, for you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body.
所以圣经跟我们说，神借着圣灵，他住在我们身体里面，我们的身体是应该用来荣耀我们的神。
And so Scripture tells us that God through the Holy Spirit dwells in us, and that we should use our body to glorify God.
我们身体健康的时候，我们可以让我们就是预备我们自己身体来说，预备被主使用。
So when we prepare our bodies to be healthy, we are allowing our bodies to be used by God.
我们有体力，我们也能帮助人。弟兄姐妹要搬家，我们也可以去帮助。你的是自己在体很弱生病就不能帮助别人。
If we have strength, then we can help our brothers and sisters, such as like moving, for example. And if you don't have a healthy body, you can't help your brothers or sister.
而且你如果身体强壮了，我们祷告也精神一点，不会睡觉。我们读经也可以集中注意力。我们听到也不会听到睡觉。我们的人比较精神。
That when you have a healthy body, you're more alert, you're more focused. Now you focus your mind in Bible study, whether it be listening also to sermons or in your personal prayer time.
所以操练身体是非常重要，非常好的。
So training the body is important. It's very good.
可是我们操练这个身体跟操练这个金钱相比来说，这个身体的益处就少了。
Unfortunately, our physical training of the body and our training in godliness sometimes don't match up.
我打回去刚才那个那有这个我这一节哈。
This verse right here.
圣经跟我们说操练身体益处是有，不过跟金钱的操练少了一点。
Scripture tells us that
少了许多，应该是。
That physical training is of some value, But it's nothing compared to training in godliness.
Okay, 那么我们就要问什么是操练金钱？金钱的操练是什么？
So we have to ask ourselves, what is training in godliness?
英文可以给我们另一点帮助。金钱在英文其实是 godliness。
That in English it's easier to see the word godliness.
就是说像神。
It is to be more like God.
所以你去说怎么定义一个人是不是金钱？他就是你可以英文帮助我们说是 godly 是像神。
So when we ask ourselves what does a godly person look like, in English it's easy. It's someone who more looks like God.
那么问题就来了，我们从没有人见过神，我们怎么可以像神呢？
So the question is, if we've never seen God, then how can we say something looks like someone looks like God?
感谢主啊，圣经跟我们说啊，主耶稣他说他是道路、真理、生命。
Which we thank the Lord that.Scripture tells us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and
life.
And the life.
若不是借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Were it not for me, that nobody could come before the Father.
然后他说，你们若认识我，
that if you were to know me,
也就认识父。
That you would know the Father.
然后那个他那时候是跟腓力说话，然后他说他跟腓力说，人看见了父，人看见了我，就是看见了父。
I think he was speaking to Philip, right?
Yeah,
Philip at the time, and that if people saw see me, they would see the Father, they would see God.
所以我们虽然看不见神，可是感谢主，我们是可以看见耶稣。
So even though we cannot see God, we could see the Lord Jesus.
因为神差派耶稣来到人间。约翰一书一章里面跟我们说，耶稣是可以看见、可以被摸着、可以相交的。
We see from that Jesus came to this earth, and that First John says that we can see and touch him and have fellowship with the Lord Jesus.
所以我们虽然看不见神，可是我们可以看见耶稣，因为早期的使徒们都把耶稣。他的人生他所说的话全部记载在圣经里面，只要我们去跟随耶稣，追求耶稣，像耶稣，我们就像神，我们这个就是金钱。
And so we thank God that the apostles saw with their own eyes the Lord Jesus recorded in scripture, and that when we read of scripture we could see the Lord Jesus.
应该一早打出来啊。好，那么这里罗马书八章里面说到一件事，就是说神他预先照着他的旨意照了人，就是我们信他的人。
Here it says that that in the book of Romans that he predestined in his will for us to be conformed to the image of his son.
他这里继续说，因他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
That for that we are to be conformed to the image of the Son.
然后他说，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
That he will be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters.
预先定下的人又召他们来。
And that those who were predestined were called.
所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又教他们得荣耀。
And those that he called, he justified. And those that he justified, he glorified.
这里再次保罗跟我们说，神的旨意是要我们像耶稣，要效法他儿子的模样。
And so Paul tells us once again, the eternal will of God is for us to be conformed to the image of his Son, the Lord Jesus.
这个是神永远的旨意。
This is God's eternal purpose.
他希望耶稣做长子，我们全部成为他的儿子，神的儿子，像这位长子，像他，像耶稣。
That the Lord Jesus is the firstborn, and that we are to be children of God, that we are to be like the Lord Jesus.
这里说，我们所有被他造的人，被称义的人，最后我们会被得荣耀。
That all those that he called, that he will justify, and that we will be all glorified.
什么是得荣耀呢？
What does it mean to be glorified?
我们知道圣经跟我们说，神一切的吩咐都在基督里。
that all of the commandments of God are in Christ.
所以神的荣耀，我们就在基督里，就在基督里，基督就是神的荣耀。
That all the glory is in Christ, and so Christ is the glory of God.
所以得荣耀，我们可以去理解，就是我们这些被造、被称义啊的人，我们要得荣耀，要得着基督，要像基督。
And so we can understand now what it means to be glorified, that we are to be called, justified, and to be glorified because we are in the Lord, we are conformed to the Lord Jesus.
所以啊，刚才我们说的金钱的操练，操练金钱，或者是属灵的操练，就是说我们要操练自己，像耶稣，追求耶稣，认识耶稣。
And so for us to be trained.In godliness is to learn and to train to be like the Son. That when Philippians chapter 3, it says that there are benefits to training, whether it be in this life or the life to come. There are all benefits in all things.
所以我们先说精神的益处。
So let's look at the benefits of this life.
刚才我说我跑步，我觉得这个跑步的这个路程跟我们属灵的走跑的步，属灵的路很像。
I spoke before about running, and when we run on the road, it is very similar to our spiritual path as well.
所以精操练身体是希望我们能够跑完这个我们所参加的赛跑。那么操练我们的金钱，我们的目标就是要有能力去跑完我们这属灵的道路。
When we train ourselves, physically.For races, for us to finish the race, and in such a way, it's very similar that when we train ourselves in godliness, that is for us to complete the spiritual journey.
我们当我们操练我们的灵的时候，我们的灵就越来越健康，越茁壮。
When we train our spirit, that our灵 right? When we train our spirit, our spirit will become stronger.
圣经里面的保罗给我们一个榜样，在他年老的时候，他说：“当跑的路我已经跑尽了。”
And Paul tells us as he has run the race.
Yeah. 保罗，我们去看他人生的时候，他经历了许多的属灵的操练。
We see that Paul has endured a lot of spiritual training.
比如说他刚刚大马色路上认识主之后，他三天眼睛看不见。
That when he was on the road to Damascus, that 3 days he was unable to see.
比如说他去传福音，在这个进入欧洲的时候，在腓立比被人打，被人放在监狱里。
That when he was spreading the gospel to Europe, where he was arrested and beaten and thrown into jail.
比如说他刚信主的时候，他回去耶路撒冷，那些基督徒怕他，怀疑他，不信他。
That when he first believed, he returned to Jerusalem, and the brethren at the time were afraid of him and were suspicious of him.
比如说在以弗所，他被人攻击；在比如说在罗马，他被关在监牢，不止一次，还有两次。最后死在罗马。
In Ephesus, where he was arrested by the Romans twice and in prison and died in Rome.
但是这些属灵的锻炼帮助保罗可以跑完，忠心的跑完这属灵的道路。
But all of these all these things that occurred helped Paul finish his spiritual race.
这个就是今生的益处，我们。属灵的操练能够帮助我们在今生跑完这属灵的道路。
This is a physical training. This is spiritual training for this life that allows us to endure and finish the spiritual race.
然后圣经还跟我们说还有来生的益处。
But scripture
来生啊，来生的益处，圣经跟我们说有公义的冠冕为我存留。这保罗说的。
Scripture tells us that there is an upcoming life, or the life to come, where there is a crown of righteousness waiting for us. Paul tells us this.
圣经有很多很多的话跟我们说，我们的来生啊啊，比如说雅各说，你有生命成为你的冠冕。
That there are many scriptures that tells us about the outcome, the next life, such as James talks about the crown of life.
Yeah. 所以圣经跟我们说，我们今生我们现在属灵的操练，不单只是今生的益处，然后我们来生我们也得益处。圣经有跟我们说，我们来生得胜者与主作王。
And so that this life there's benefits, the next one there is, for example, the overcomers will reign with the Lord Jesus.
因为冠冕嘛，冠冕就是王，你我们戴冠冕就是作王，与主作王。
And so a crown is something you wear if you are to be a king.
所以保罗说，今生跟来生都有益处，凡事都有益处。
And that's why Paul tells us that there is benefits in this life.And the next one, and when all things are benefits.
那么我们讲到这个金钱的操练有益处，那么我们去一起去思考关于这个操练。
And so we said that there's benefits of training. So let's think about this training itself.
我喜欢的跑步不是短跑，不是一百米跑得很快的那种。
When it comes to running, I don't do a short sprint.
我喜欢的是长跑。
I like to do the long races.
我现在跑的不是很远，我只不过有一天如果神怜悯我，我希望我可以跑马拉松。
I don't really run that long distance, but if God is willing, then I may be able to run a marathon.
马拉松是弟兄姐妹知不知道多长
？Do brothers and sisters know how long is a marathon?
26.2 英里。
It's 26.2 miles.
我现在没有跑得这么长，不过这个是目标。
I've never run that far, but that is my goal.
不过这么长的路，不管你马拉松也好，有半个马拉松也好，总之你跑很长的路，就有一个挑战。
Whether you're running a full marathon or half marathon or any race, there's always an obstacle.
这个挑战特别是在你参加赛跑的时候，比如说你参加一个 5K 的时候，特别的明显。
危险。
明显啊。
It's very obvious, especially if you do like a 5K.
5K 就是五公里，就是这个三个英里，三点一个英里。
So 5 kilometers is three miles.
那些很少跑步的人，比如说我第一次跑步的时候去参加这个 5K 的时候，就有一个错误，就是你开始的时候你就很兴奋，因为很多人很热闹，你就用尽力，你就开始跑。
One mistake a lot of people do is when they first do a run like a 5K is that you're excited, you run at full blast.
那时候我还拉着我的太太 Donna 跟我一起跑，我不知道她也答应，所以我们两个什么都没多训练，我们就跑去跑。
So at the time I was excited. I asked my wife Donna, and we all went, and we just without much training just went and did it.
那么你一开始你就用力向你跑，有一个问题就是跑到一半你就没有力。
One problem
可能一半不到就没力。
One problem is when you run at full strength.Right from the start, that halfway through you have no more strength left.
那么没有力你就很累，你的能源就用完了，你就很想放弃。
If you have no more strength, you have no more energy left, and you just want to give up.
那么，不是每一个人都喜欢赛跑，可能我们这么多人当中只有几位喜欢跑步。
There are not many of us who really enjoy running. Among us, there are only.Probably a few people here who do run.
可是你知不知道，当你愿意接受耶稣，成为一个基督徒的时候，你在你可能不知道的情况下， 你已经报名参加了一个属灵的马拉松。
Do you not know that when you come to accept the Lord Jesus, that when you believe in Him, that you have already been signed up for a spiritual marathon?
马拉松是 26.2 英里，我们属灵的马拉松要走的是几十年一生的。
A marathon is only 26.2 miles, but our spiritual marathon is one that may last for several, for many, many years.
那么我们做属灵的马拉松，很多时候可能很多人不知道我们是在一个马拉松里面，我们可能以为我们在100米赛跑。
Many of us don't know we're in a marathon and think that we are in a 100 meter sprint.
所以很多时候我们听到了福音，我们很兴奋，我们接受我们去受洗班或者是出行造就班去追求，我们要受尽下一个再一次受尽，我要受尽。
That oftentimes we hear the gospel, we believe, and now we want to do all these things. We want to go to all the meetings and get baptized and such and such.
可是受浸了之后，他们以为可能有时候我们就以为我跑完我这个一百米马这个快跑，受洗之后，可能来了几次聚会，就慢慢没有力，没有气了，不跑了，不来了。
Maybe after baptism, you feel like, oh, I'm done with 100 meters, and eventually you get tired and you give up.
所以这个希伯来书的作者跟我们说，要存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
And that's why the writer of the book of Hebrews tells that we need to persevere the race that was marked out for us.
我们基督徒要走这属灵的路是很长的，不管我们什么时候信主。我们前面还有很长的路。
Regardless of when you have become a Christian, the spiritual path is one that is very, very long.
当我们平常不运动的时候，我们如果突然间要去跑步，这个是一个不容易的事。
If we lack exercise and we start running, it is not an easy thing to do.
通常那些有经验的人会跟着我们说。你从如果从来没跑过步的，你可以先走路。
Those who have experience in these things tell us that if you have never run before, you first start by doing a slow walk.
你走路总好过坐家看电视或者上网浪费时间或者打游戏机。
Oftentimes we don't go out and walk. Instead, we are watching TV, playing games, going on the internet. We waste our time.
Yeah.然后你慢慢跑了之后，身体强壮了一点，慢慢走了之后强壮了一点。我们可以跑一下，走一下，跑一下，走一下。我们可以走五分钟跑一分钟，走五分钟，跑一分钟。
And so, you could start doing a walk. Eventually, you could do, 5 minutes of walking, 1 minute of running, and alternate between the two.
慢慢的，你可以走四分钟，然后你可以跑两分钟。
Eventually, you may be able to walk 4 minutes and run 2 minutes.
慢慢的，你可以只走一分钟，你可以跑五分钟。
And afterwards, you may just walk 1 minute and run 5 minutes.
慢慢的，你的慢跑，你的跑步就完全取代你的走路。
Eventually, your jogging will overtake your walking.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们很多时候属灵的光景也是一样。
Dear brothers and sisters, a lot of time our spiritual condition is very similar.
有时候我们当中，我们这里有一些基督徒可能已经做基督徒时间不短了。
Some of us here may have been Christians for quite a long time.
我们可能信主一两年，或者甚至有人十多年，或者几十年。
It may be one or two years, or maybe several decades already.
可是我们从来没有在这属灵的道路上跑过，我们都是坐在沙发椅上。
But we may not have actually run on the spiritual path. We may have sat on the sofa the entire time.
有一些基督徒，我们常常误会我们主日。来教堂来教会坐一个小时听到，这个就是尽了我的基督徒的责任。 我这个星期我就做了我该做的事。
Many Christians mistakenly think that they sit here for an hour and listen to a service and they have done their Christian duty.
我们可能信主了许多年，我们在教会一点服事都没有，没有参加。
We may have believed in the Lord for many, many years, but we have not at all had we have not served the Lord at all.
很可能我们私底下我们很少很少跟我们的主有灵修有交通亲近他。
Maybe in our own personal lives, we don't have much time, quiet time before God, where we come close to Him.
很可能我们信主好多年了。我们的同事我的老板我的朋友我的同学竟然不知道我是基督徒。
Maybe we've been Christians for many years, but our coworkers, our fellow students, or family members don't know that we are Christian.
圣经里跟我们说我们不只要听到我们也要行道。
Scripture tells us that not only are we to listen to the truth, but we're to live it out.
一个只听到不行道的人，我感觉就好像一个在家里坐的那个沙发看电视的，美国这个英文叫 couch potato， 沙发的马铃薯，沙发土豆，这样好像是。
Someone who does that reminds me of a person who sits on a sofa all day and watches TV, like a couch potato.
所以，如果这一个人是你的话，我希望。听了这一个信息以后，我们至少可以站起来，离开那个沙发，我们开始走路。
If you are this kind of person, I hope that after you listen to this message, that you get up from the sofa and start to walk.
你可能从来不跑步，你如果从来不跑步的人，跑起来是很艰难，很不自然。
For a person who has not run before, running is something that's not natural.
如果弟兄姐妹，你从来没参加过星期五的查经班，从来没有来过祷告会，也从来没有参与过任何的团契，弟兄姐妹，可能你来教会，弟兄姐妹不知道你是谁，你也不知道其他弟兄姐妹不认识，那么你是。来了这里聚会，可是是没有过一个教会的生活。
You may not have come on Friday nights, Bible study, on our in the prayer meetings, or participate in any of the other fellowships. You may not have come to recognize the brothers and sisters around you, or brothers and sisters may not recognize you. You may not have had a regular church life.
可能如果我们开始要去一个聚会，我们可能会觉得很别扭，不好意思，我几年都没来过。比如说我找一个姊妹会吧，从来没来过，那突然间出现，我会觉得别人觉得我怪怪的。
You may feel uncomfortable showing up to a fellowship after many, many years of not going. For example, let's say a sisters' meeting.You've never been to it. All of a sudden, you show up and you feel uncomfortable.
其实弟兄姐妹，我们不用怕，也不用不好意思。
Don't be afraid. Don't feel bad.
当我开始跑步的时候，我注意到跑步对我的身体很有帮助。
When I first started running, I noticed that there were a lot of benefits to my body.
所以当我看到如果有我的朋友他平常不运动的，他有一天来跟我说，哎 Ken， 我想跑步，跟你一起跑好不好，我会很开心。
So when somebody I know that doesn't do a lot of exercise asked me, hey Ken, I want to start running, I become very, very happy.
我会很欢迎他，会鼓励他，因为我知道这样子锻炼他的身体会对他有好处。
I would welcome him, encourage him, because I know that this kind of training to him is very beneficial.
那么同样的，如果弟兄姐妹，你从来不服侍的，或者从来不去参，除了主日的 这个一个小时的听到，其他的聚会，其他的事情都不理，也不关心，也不参加的，没关系。我们今天我们可以开始，我们不要觉得不好意思，弟兄姐妹都会很欢迎，因为我们知道有今生跟来生的应许。
Brothers and sisters, if you never really participate in any of those fellowships, don't be afraid, don't feel bad, participate, and I'm sure brothers and sisters will welcome you, for there's benefits to this and the next life.
我们开始的时候我们是慢走。
We first start, to do a slow walk.
但是慢走只是来 warm up.
The slow walk is simply just a warm up.
因为这里跟我们说我们是要奔。
Because here it tells us that we have to persevere.
We need
to run with perseverance.
我们慢跑是为了我们有强壮的身体，我们来奔这属灵的道路。
It is, for us to warm up because eventually we have to run with perseverance.
神的旨意是要每一个信他的人从一个属灵的婴孩成长成为一个孩子。
God's will is that each of his children, will grow up, into maturity.
如果我们一直都是 couch potato 的话，我们至少要站起来。
If we're all couch potatoes, the least that we can do is at least stand up.
求主吸引我们，让我们来快跑跟随他。
That may the Lord, call us to follow him.
我们属灵的追求是一直向前去的，我们一直走前去。我们可能我们有时候受伤，我们很累，可是我们不能停止，我们要一直走前去。
Sometimes we may be injured, but we still need to move forward.
那么实际是如何实行呢？
But how does this how do you apply this practically?
比如说我举一些例子，比如说我们从来没有灵修，就是没有分别时间与主一起读经、祷告、交通。
Maybe for example, we've never had devotional time, never had time to be quiet to come before God in prayer.
我们可以来一个。走路或者慢跑，不用分别一小时，我们五分钟开始。
We don't have to do we don't have to run fast. We just do a slow walk. We just take, let's say, 5 minutes. We don't have to spend a whole hour. Let's do 5 minutes.
如果我们信主了许多年，从来没传过福音的，我们可以找一个对象，我们可以去爱他、关心他、向他传福音，不用很多个，只要一个。
If we have never really shared the gospel with anybody.Find someone to share with, love that person and care for that person. It don't have to be a lot, just one.
如果弟兄姐妹你从来没有服侍或者没有机会服侍的，不要紧，你可以开始来参加聚会，开始来关心弟兄姐妹。
If you have never served in the church, don't worry, come to this, to the fellowships, and see how God will open the path for you.
这里有一段经文是保罗写给哥林多教会的。
Here is a part of scripture that Paul wrote to the church of Corinth.
哥林多教会里面有许多人有很多的恩赐。
The church of Corinth was one where many people had spiritual gifts.
哥林多前书十二章里面就讲到恩赐。
First Corinthians chapter 12 talks about spiritual gifts.
在十三章里面，保罗跟我们说，如果没有爱，我们就好像成了鸣的锣，响的钹。
But Paul says here that if we do not have love, then we are only a resounding gong or clanging cymbal.
我若有先知讲道的，能明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识。而且有全备的信，甚至可以移山，可是没有爱，我就算不了什么。
That if I have the gift of prophecy, can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing.
我如果可以救济很多的穷人，甚至舍己，可是没有爱，与我没有益处。
that if I give all that I have to the poor, my body to hardship, and I do not have love, I gain nothing.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们可能觉得我们好像没有教导的恩赐，我不能教主日学，我不能讲道，我不能说话，或者我不能有这个其他的恩赐，我什么都不会。
If you feel that I don't have the gift of teaching, that I can't teach Bible study or Sunday school,
弟兄姐妹不用紧，有一个恩赐我们每一个人都有的，就是爱。
There is one gift.That we all have, and that is love.
约翰这里说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神生的，并且认识神。
Dear friends, let's love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
所以，我相信每一个基督徒都有爱的恩赐。我们。什么不会做的时候没关系，我们可以爱。
And I'm sure that all brothers and sisters have the gift of love. That whether we may not know how to do anything else, but at least we know how to love.
这些只是一些例子，这我们是我们属灵的操练。
I'll give you an example to our spiritual training.
我们的目标是向着前面的标杆直跑。
That goal is that what we're racing for is that goal that's ahead of us.
好，奔那摆在我们前面的路。
That the that we had to run with perseverance that race that's marked out for us.
我们的标杆，先讲清楚，我们的标杆不是聚会的本身，也不是我圣经知识多大多有多少。
Our goal is not how much do we know of scripture or the gathering itself?
也不是我有多少的恩赐
nor how many spiritual gifts I have.
这些只是属灵的操练。我们的标杆，我们的目标是主耶稣自己。
These are all parts of our spiritual training, but our actual goal is the Lord Jesus Himself.
我们要向着标杆直跑。标杆是要认识我们的主耶稣，要亲近他，要爱他，要像他。
That our goal is to run towards the Lord Jesus, that we are to learn of Him, to be more like Him, to love Him.
一个人要跑得快，有一件事情我又学到，是要身体一定要轻。
For a person to run fast, a person needs to be light.
身体要轻就是重量，不，身体不，重量不能太重。
So that being light means that your body can't have can't be too heavy.
所以你很少看到一个跑马拉松的是一个胖子，是全部都是身材很标准。
So you when you see a person running a marathon, you don't see a heavy set body type running a marathon.
不单止我们身体轻，我们的衣着也轻。如果你注意跑步的人，他穿的衣服是特别的，很轻的衣服。身体不带什么东西都不带，钱包不带。这个装饰全部都不带，全部都是一些负担。
You notice that the person who runs a marathon tend to wear very light clothing. They aren't burdened with their wallets or their backpacks or anything else on them.
我觉得这个跟属灵的操练很像。
I find that this is relates very closely to spiritual training.
我们去看这个希伯来书这一句话，十二章一节这句话。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12.
我们先去看前面，他说有许多的见证人。
First, that there are a cloud of witnesses.
我们在跑步的时候，前面也有许多的见证人。你去看以前跑得很好的一些跑步的人，他们是见证。如果你觉得自己不行，你看别人行，这个是他们对我的见证。
When you look at in front ahead of you, there are people who have been running for a lot longer and to me, it's a testament that you can do it because there are these people who are doing it already.
圣经属灵的道路上也有很多见证人。希伯来书十一章就是星星的旅行榜，里面都是一群旧约里面的见证人。
When you read from the book of Hebrews, there are a bunch of there are a lot of witnesses that have already run the spiritual race, and there's a whole listing of them there.
如果你翻开希伯来书十一章，你会看到挪亚，你会看到以诺，你会看到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、撒拉，你看到很多新兴的伟人，大卫。
You see many, many people on that list, Noah, Isaac, Samuel, and even David.
甚至十一章六节，你跟我们说，如果我们没有信，就不能来到神面前。
And you can see, these are all heroes of faith. And the scripture tells us that without faith, we cannot come before God.
我们不能讨他的喜悦。
That we cannot please him.
所以属灵的赛跑是要靠一件事情，就是我们的信心。
And so the spiritual race requires for us to have faith.
所以这些见证人好像云彩的围绕着我们。前面这些旧约的弟兄姐妹也好，新约的弟兄姐妹，或者在历代两千年教会的历史的弟兄姐妹，都是我们的见证人。
These are the witnesses, the cloud of witnesses, whether it be in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, these brothers and sisters, they're all our witnesses.
然后下面说，我当放下各样的重担。
And when it comes to casting off things that hinder us.
这个跟我赛跑刚才我说的很像。
This relates closely to what I talked about when it comes to the race.
我就举几个例子。主耶稣圣经路加福音十八章里面他说，有钱财的人，就好像那个进入天国非常的难，比那个骆驼的针穿过那个城的那个洞还难。
Luke 18 tells us, indeed it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle.than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God.
主耶稣说，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不能又侍奉马门，又侍奉神，不是恶这个，就是轻那个。
The Lord Jesus says, no one can serve two masters, either you will hate the one and love the other.
约翰在一书里面跟我们说，不要爱世界，这世界和其上的事都会过去。
John tells us, do not love the world or anything in the world.
只有神的事才能永远长存。
Because the world is temporary, only things of God will be eternal.
所以我相信这里的重担就受到，所有一切会吸引我们的，以致我们的时间、我们的精神、我们的精力，全部都花在这些事情上，而影响我们跑这属灵的道路的，这些都是我们的重担。
These things that hinder us, these are all things that attract us, that take away our focus, our time, our strength, away from that spiritual race.
世界、金钱、权力、欲望、钱财。
The world, money, ambition.
这一些是我们的重担。神的话说，我们要放下各样的重担。
These are the things that hinder us, and God tells us to throw away these things.
你有没有人看过一个跑步的人逼着一包米然后去跑马拉松？没有人这样做。
You ever seen a person running a marathon with a bag of rice on their backs?
所以我们要脱下各样的重担。
So we must cast off these burdens.
然后下面说，我要脱去缠累我们的罪。
And that we are to untangle ourselves from sin.
你看，跑步的人要做一件事，就是不可以犯规。
One of the things that runners must do is they must not break the rules.
如果你犯规了，你弃了，那么你就 disqualify， 你就不能跑了。就算你跑完了，也不能赢。
So if you break the rules, if you break the rules, you get disqualified. Even if you finish the race, it doesn't count.
我们的罪就好像这样子，在我们的属灵的道路上，我们不管我们的罪是什么，比如说。可能是妒忌，可能是骄傲，可能是说谎，可能我们脾气很暴躁。
So when it comes to our sin, whether it's our jealousy, hatred, or a bad temper,
这些都会令我们不适宜去赛跑。
These are not acceptable for our race.
我们一定要脱去，好像圣经里说的，我 我们要脱去容易缠累我们的罪，我们不能一活在一个罪的生活里，一方面我们说我们在这里追求神。
We must untangle ourselves from these things because we are trying to pursue God.
下面说存心忍耐。
It says for us to persevere.
啊，这个世界非常的吸引我们。
This world truly is attractive to us.
虽然我们知道这个一包米是重担，可是我们很多人很愿意抱着很多包的米在跑着属灵的道路。
Even though we know that bag of rice is a burden, we are willing to drag several of those bags with us on our race.
所以我们要舍去这些能够缠累我们的东西，我们要才能跑着属灵的道路。
We must cast away these burdens that drag us.
我们要有忍耐。
We must endure.
在积极的方面，我们要忍耐，因为我们的奖赏是在终点。
We must endure because that prize is not at the end. Yeah, the prize is at the end.
不是在开头。
It is not at the beginning.
不是在路途，是在终点。
It is not at the in the middle of the race. It is at the end of that race.
连保罗他也说，在腓立比里面，他说他不是，我不是说我已经得着了。那个时候保罗已经传道了二十多三十年，他在。在这个监狱里面，他说，他连那个时候他也说，我不是说我已经得着了。
And Paul, this is 30 years into his into his mission, while he was in prison, he says that not that I have already obtained all this.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要存心忍耐。
So we have to persevere.
好像保罗一样，在他年晚的时候，再多了几年，他写这个。提摩太后书的时候，他就说那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
And such that when even a few years later, Paul writes in Timothy that I have run the race and I have fought the good fight.
所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
That I have held fast.To the word, and there is a crown of righteousness for me.
下面就是说到我们今天的信息的主题，要奔那在我们前面的路程。
And this verse here tells us about the topic that we're talking about, is run with perseverance.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们不管我们现在是什么的光景，我们要注目在我们的前面的。标杆，我们要注目在我们的终点。
Brothers and sisters, regardless of the condition today, let's focus onto our goal that's ahead of us.
我们的重点不是其他的人，甚至不是这些见证人。
Our goal, our focus is not, is not just on these witnesses.
因为在希伯来书十二章的。第二节下一节里面就跟我们说，我们要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Because we need to fix in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says that we must fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith.
弟兄姐妹，看起来好像很难，我们
It seems very difficult, right, brothers and sisters?
愿意放弃我们所爱的世界吗？
Are we willing to let go of this world that we love so much?
我们很多时候也不舍得放弃我这个我正在享受的这个罪。
Sometimes we're not willing to let go of the enjoyment of our sin.
要我忍耐，而且要忍耐几十年到终点，我可能做不到。
To persevere and persevere for many decades for the prize at the end, maybe we are unwilling to do so.
我们可能有时候有这个念头，我们走到一半，我想放弃。
Sometimes it seems that we run halfway there and we want to give up.
弟兄姐妹，感谢主，我们不需要放弃。
Brothers and sisters, we truly thank the Lord. We don't have to give up.
因为我们有主耶稣。
Because we have the Lord Jesus.
下面的一句话，我读给弟兄姐妹听。 就是仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐可轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
For the, and it says in Hebrews 2, chapter 12 verse 2, For the joy set before him he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
主耶稣是与神同等的。
That the Lord Jesus is, is in the form of God.
他是全能的。
He is, all powerful.
可是如果你注意主耶稣他从来不用他的神的能力去供应给他自己的需要。
But he never used, the Lord Jesus never used the power of God to satisfy his own needs.
如果他要行神迹他就是去帮助别人行给别不是帮助他自己的。
That if he were to perform a miracle, it is performed on someone to help another person.
主耶稣过的是一生星星仰望天父的 一生
that the life that he has lived was one that waited upon the Father.
因为他有一个目标，他的目标就是十字架。
Because he had a goal, and that was the cross.
因为他知道，他上了十字架，被钉，第三天复活，升天之后，有极大的喜乐，天父会喜乐，人得救会喜乐，他会喜乐。
Because on the cross, when he died and rose, he brought about joy. Joy for, to the Father, joy to those who believe in him.
所以这里说他是信心创始成终的耶稣。
The author and perfecter of
faith. That's why he is the pioneer and perfecter of faith.
英文里面说他是前锋，他是信心的作者。
He is the pioneer, the author of salvation.
他也是信心的完成者。
He's the completer of the faith.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，圣经的话跟我们说，凡靠着他的，凡事靠着他的，凡事都能做。
That brothers and sisters, Scripture tells us that we rely on Him, we can do all things.
最后总结。
As a conclusion,
我们操练身体是应该的，是必须的，因为那个是对我们有益处。
Training of the body is something that we should do. It is good for the body.
不过跟金钱的操练比益处少了。
Unfortunately, when compared to the training in godliness, its benefits pale in comparison.
因为金钱的操练凡事都有益处。
Because training in godliness has gain in all things.
我们不是每一个人都要报名跑去赛跑。
Not each one not all of us like to run.
不过我们每一个人，当我们接受耶稣的时候，我们已经参加了这属灵的马拉松。
But each one of us who accepted the Lord Jesus have already signed up for the spiritual marathon.
啊，我们以前可能跑得不好，跑得慢，我们可能受伤了，我们可能犯罪，我们可能背着很多重担。
In the past, we may have run very slowly. We may have sinned and got injured. We may have
So, 从今天起，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们要像保罗一样，我们忘记背后，努力向前，向着前面的标杆直跑。
And so today, let's be like Paul to forget what lies behind and reach forward.To what lies ahead.
求主帮助我们放下那些容易缠累我们的重担，那些放下重担容易缠累我们的罪。
May the Lord help us to lay down things that hinder us and to untangle us from sin.
给我们信心，给我们忍耐。
To give us faith, to give us endurance.
好，让我们一起奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
So that we can run the path that's ahead of us.
愿主的话激励我们
May the word of the Lord encourage us
吸引我们做一个跑步的人奔跑的人
That he may encourage us to be a person who wishes to run
愿我们全教会成为一个奔跑的教会
That we as an entire church would run together
我们一起有一点祷告
Let's have a word of prayer
主耶稣我们感谢赞美你今天跟我们所说的话
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you for the words that you have spoken to us.
愿你亲自的吸引我们。
May you personally call us to you.
好让我们来快跑跟随你。
That we may all start to run and to follow you.
主啊，我们每一个人都在不同属灵的阶段上。
We all have are in different spiritual. We're all on different parts of the spiritual path.
可能我们当中有些人从来还在这个起点上。
That some of us may be still at the start.
可能我们已经跑了一段日子，我们觉得很累。
Some may have run for a while now and are feeling tired.
主啊，可能我们一直跑，一直带着一大堆重担，我们过着有罪的生活。我们去跑这路，我们跑得很累。
Lord, we may have many burdens on us. We may be entangled up in sin and are feeling very tired.
主啊，求你帮助我们转眼仰望你。
Lord, may you help us to focus our eyes on you.
帮助我们，给我们信心，让我们愿意放下这一切缠累我们的重担，这些罪。
That we may have faith to put down these things and entangle us from sin.
好让我们能够忘记背后，努力向前，向着前面的标杆直奔。
That we forget what lies behind and continue to reach forward and press on towards the goal.
奔跑那摆在我们前面属灵的道路。
Lord, that we run to that on that spiritual path.
感谢恩主，我们如此祈求祷告，是奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。
We thank you and praise the Lord, and pray this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.